Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor and it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning, welcome in. Saturday Suckage, Steve Rosenbloom, right here for the roll call. We're taking Suckage attendance, Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Mike Tomlin.
Sucking.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks, really, it does.
Brian Cashman.
I also know that we suck right now.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, do we suck?
Chris Rock.
I suck so bad, they used to pick me after the white kids.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you got to embrace the suck.
Eloy.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Toby.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
Mark Grody.
I'll tell you right now what sucks, Steve. Starting your day.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Steve. Starting your day with a 25-minute dash to work because popular coffee shop couldn't turn out my silly little breakfast sandwich in a timely manner. I almost had to leave without it, and then I got it just with that amount of time where I got to jump in an Uber, and then I had to dash, and I had that like cold air in my lungs, heart beating, going up staircases off of Columbus and up near the Hyatt and dashing through the hallways and making it into 670 the Score. So, man, That sucked.
You actually got in here about the same time that you usually connect anyway, so it worked out.
Well, yeah, because of that, I knew you wouldn't be nervous. You've learned my game, Adam Studzinski. Hook up as late as possible. But this was not necessarily the intention to walk in and open up a microphone at the last second, but it happened, and I'm looking forward to eating my cold breakfast sandwich momentarily.
I think that's tremendous. I was not worried because I saw you had time to take out your phone and shoot a video,
yes,
which was sort of like radio colonoscopy as you walked down the hall and,
yes,
and into the great unknown. And there you were. But you bring up a really good point.
I was very proud of myself that I made it, was able to keep up a pretty good run pace in. So I was like, you know what? I'm filming this final dash down the hallway, out of the elevators, past our brother station, WBBM, into the Score Studios, and that video is on my Twitter page right now, at Mark Rohde Sports, if you want to check it out.
Oot.
I don't know why
you're
I did
Canadian,
the
oot. You would check it oot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you bring up a really interesting point here on Saturday Suckage, that how your coffee policy is. I was discussing this with our youngin, because sitting in for producer Brandon Fryer today is Trash Panda.
Good. Hey, good to see you. Hope Brandon taught you the ropes, Studs.
And Studs was, I was driving somewhere this morning and I couldn't text and the thought hit me and I needed something and I went, so I called him and he was corpse-like, barely awake. And I thought, why? Well, he's got this coffee policy that just doesn't seem efficient or right. Why don't you, Trash Panda, explain why you failed coffee policy.
I don't know what you're saying that I failed coffee policy. I had coffee. I'm drinking it as I'm coming into work. Like, it just hadn't fully kicked in yet. I need, like, I don't know, two full mugs of coffee before I'm functional at 8:30 in the morning when you called me, when I'm trying to do other work, by the way. And so, yeah, I was still just a little bit tired. I'd only been up for about an hour and 15 minutes.
But you made the point that you sleep as late as you possibly can and still make it in and have coffee along the way, which is improper planning. I think you need to get up earlier to make sure that you get those two mugs of coffee so that you're just not a slug in the studio.
Well, I don't need to be like at full functionality until, you know, 8:15, 8:30 when I'm on the phone doing the production call for Inside the Clubhouse. Because before that, I'm just, it's in early odds, which is recorded, right? So there you go.
Well, I actually screwed up my coffee operation today, too, because here was the plan. There is one of those popular coffee shops right across the street from where I live. Here was the plan. You ready, guys? Get the breakfast sandwich real quick, like, and then at that Starbucks, and then get the coffee at the Starbucks close to Prudential, because then the coffee stays hot. Well, because of all the time it took to get this silly little breakfast sandwich, which I just had a delicious bite of, I was not able to get it. So here I am, guys, without coffee. But as you can tell, I'm a little bit adrenalized because I got the heart rate up. You know, I got the 3,000 steps to start the day.
Well, 3,000 panic steps to start the day.
Pretty much. Yeah, well, running when you're panicked is way different than just regular running. Like, it truly is. Like, because you can't stop. Like, if you stop, then I might have been late. Had I stopped on that 25-minute run, or what was more like a 17-minute run, usually the walk is about 25 minutes, then I may have been late, and Steve, you would have just been screwed without me.
I would have.
Yeah.
I would have. It would have been a whole other version of Saturday Suckage, more literally than at any other time.
You and Studs, baby.
I think it would have been perfect, actually.
Yeah, I think I would have enjoyed listening to you too, to tell you the truth.
We've done that show before.
I know. I listened to parts of it. I enjoyed it. I feel very you know what? As a matter of fact, next time I'm running late, I'm just going to let it happen.
You are. All right. Well, there you go. He's on record, and thank God nobody important listens to this show or it wouldn't still be on the air. Speaking of nobody important, Khalil Mack ain't going to play. Akeem Hicks looks like he's done. Allen Robinson, no. Danny Trevathan, are you suiting up, Mark? Are you next? What do you – the Bears injury news seems far more important than anything else that has been discussed, especially with
Matt Nagy playing Bears fans for stupid with all the nonsense we'll get into later. But let's talk about actual bodies that will be on the field or not be on the field and what it does to tomorrow's contest with the Ravens.
And I need to interject real quick and add to this, Grody. I want to know how the injury report got worse after the bye week.
Great question. Honestly,
that's mad. So, Matt Nagy's magic. That's how it happens.
The way I was justifying it early in the week when we first got the Wednesday injury report was, okay, these guys have had obviously a week off, and one would suspect that they would be healthy and ready. I thought maybe they were just like, while we can, let's stack one extra day. So they give them the Wednesday off and a cold week leading up to the Soldier Field game against Baltimore. But that completely went out the window, and it is my assessment that the Khalil Mack thing has been coming since well before the bye, that there had been national reports. I think it was Schefter. Well, you only got really two choices, Schefter or Rappaport these days. But when they said that Khalil Mack might go on IR, I think that was always going to happen. And I also think that the bigger part that they discussed and that they probably knew is that there was a really good chance they were going to shut Khalil Mack down for the rest of the season and have this surgery. I think that the Bears wanted to do it, and I think that they had to talk Khalil Mack and his camp into doing it because I know that he hates having to do this. So, yeah, it blows. And what's left, basically, Justin Fields and Roquan Smith, which is kind of good because Roquan Smith will be your best weapon against Lamar Jackson just because of his speed and his ability to go side to side. And we've all watched Roquan Smith. So, and then what the season has been all about this year becomes even more about this year is the quarterback and Justin Fields. And when you take away, man, look, without Akeem Hicks, without Khalil Mack, this is, that's a huge, those are huge losses if you're just looking at the Bears' ability to win the game. If Bears fans care about wins at this point, it's going to be really difficult to defend that guy, especially with Baltimore coming off a pretty bad loss of their own.
And Lamar Jackson not practicing this week. Now, he's done that before and showed up and played, and that could be a scary thing, but that's the best thing the Bears have going for them. As Lamar Jackson didn't practice this week.
But. Yeah, well, he practiced yesterday. He did get in there yesterday, so.
I don't count Fridays as practice.
You know, that's a good point, actually.
Those are just dance steps.
No, they really are. It is, yeah, for all of those, for most of you who haven't been to a Friday NFL practice, the music is very sunny and slow, and oftentimes they're just wearing their sweats, and it's just kind of an easy, smiley walkthrough of a practice, even though Saturday is the true walkthrough. Hey, maybe Bruce Irvin and Cassius Marsh will show up on the stat sheet on Sunday.
Yeah, well, when Cassius Marsh shows up on a stat sheet, it's generally not been a good thing. the bad has far outweighed the good. We have a, by the way, I'll give you our text number. 312-644-6767. That text zone number and that text zone itself is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And a 260 texter has this thought. Dare I suggest that MG appeared to be to all the world as though he was in fact the fugitive this morning?
Oh, wow. You know, I kind of was like that. Yeah, I should have had my hands in my pocket, head down.
Well, then you couldn't have been taping it and showing us your radio colonoscopy.
That's true. And if I would have tried to tape it like the entire dash, I think it would have been like horrible cop video bouncing up and down. So, yeah. Yeah, no, that's pretty good. I also like the 206 texter dashing through the streets, running really late. Up the stairs, Mark goes, sucking all the way.
That's excellent.
Very good. Very
we'll
good.
Have to do that. We will have to get that done. May I suggest something that, as you talked about Bruce Irvin and Cassius Marsh, and I suppose they're going to show up. This is the reigniting of a summer love. Now, I don't know if Matt Nagy is smart enough to make sure, or Bill Lazor is smart enough to make sure that Rodney Adams gets in the game a lot and gets a lot of snaps. But if what we saw of what we've seen of Justin Fields' connection with Darnell Mooney. Don't you think the same could hold true and would be worth having Rodney Adams, the summer love, on the field? Wasn't he the guy? It was at the other end of some spectacular throws and spectacular connections. Shouldn't that guy get lots of snaps based on the hope that it still exists?
Yeah, and I think the comp is to him, to Rodney Adams, as evidence to what you're saying, is Jesper Horsted, because Horsted and Rodney Adams both had that huge rapport going with Justin Fields in camp, and it obviously is carried over to some degree with Jesper Horsted. So I wouldn't mind seeing Rodney Adams on the field. However, I would like to see the Bears build on the Marquise Goodwin success in an 83-yard play and try to continue to get that going. And where are you, Damier Bird? You know, let's get some Damier Bird action. So as much as I like Rodney Adams and the Rodney Adams story, and it would be cool to see if that works, I think you got a couple of guys on the active roster, especially Goodwin, who I think could make an impact. Especially against Baltimore, think about Baltimore, is their defense not as good as Pittsburgh, and their pass defense, you know, middle of the road. I think Fields can do work.
Pass defense is bad.
Yeah, actually, it is bad. What is their?
And so it's as bad as the Bears' pass offense. It's true. It is. I mean, it's like, and this is where you know that Matt Nagy is going to stick his nose in. I would think Bill Lazor is going to make the right decision. I would think Matt Nagy is going to make the wrong decision based on Matt Nagy protecting his red backside. And because Matt Nagy can't coach the game that's there. And your pass offense sucks. And you've got two really good running backs. You can keep Lamar Jackson off the field by running the ball. You can tire Baltimore out by running the ball. You may be able to set up some strategically called pass plays by running the ball. But Matt Nagy does not appear to know that there are two choices when it comes to offense, while Bill Lazor does. And I do think that this is a clash of beliefs or philosophies or covering one's ass in this kind of game plan. What kind of game plan do you expect from the Bears offense tomorrow?
Well, I think you got, if you're going to bash the Bears offense at this point, I think you have to go to Bill Lazor if you want to do that, because he is calling the plays, and no matter what goes down in practice,
we think
I'm pretty sure he is. Whatever goes down in practice, and I know that it is collaborative and that Matt Nagy is the one who puts essentially the game plan together, but once you get going and it's the game that's in front of you, that is Bill Lazor calling those plays. Here's what I'd like to see, and here's what I've been saying. I don't think there's any reason to not attempt to pick up where you left off if you are Justin Fields and the Bears offense, as in on that first drive. Take some big shots on the first drive, because we've seen some great moments from Justin Fields, but we haven't seen the full four quarters of him, because there's been bad moments for Justin Fields in the Bears offense, as we know, in every single game. I'd like to see them get it rocking from the get-go. You know, everybody wants to see them, let's get the run game going, get David Montgomery going, get Khalil Herbert going, which is all fine, but why not for this game truly try to pick up where you left off and just open it up? Because guess what? With all those devastating Bears defensive injuries and going up against Lamar Jackson, y'all are going to need to put some points on the board. So from that first drive, whether they have the ball first or second, that's where, with the scriptedness, that's where I want to see the Bears drive the ball down the field and put the damn thing in the end zone. Not 3 points, but a touchdown. And I think that would be another step for Justin Fields.
Well, I think you're not going to have Baltimore playing any kind of hang back prevent. We're just trying to hold on and let the Bears run out of time. That's not going to happen in the first quarter of this game. That's part of it. The other thing is, with this kind of defense, with a beat up Bears defense, the longer you hold the ball, the better you help, the more you help your defense. And you could go three and out with three passes when you're not ready to do that, or you're not capable of doing, you're not accurate, you're not in sync. And I do think that is yet another reason to run the ball and not do what Matt Nagy seems to want to do. I don't think a defense is going to be that pliant to start the game the way it is, the way defenses tend to be at the end of the game. And what he did was, by the way, can we talk about the end of the game, end of the Pittsburgh game? You and I haven't talked about this, and I found yet another reason to be frustrated by Matt Nagy. When you see what the Bears are doing at the end, you have just seen your potential franchise quarterback lead a drive down and throw a spectacular pass, and you have the lead. Unfortunately, your defense sucks, but you have the momentum, and you have the coach, Matt Nagy, coach for now, talking about how Justin Fields had a smile on his face as they went in to Mount, right? And all of a sudden, there was this indication of calm and challenge and competition, and I got this, right? Nagy's quote led you to believe that, the way he described Justin Fields. I got this. Follow me, right? And this is exactly what you want out of that quarterback, what that draft pick is supposed to be. And then he throws that impossible hip-twisting, it was an Elvis Presley kind of pass, and there you go. If Elvis Presley had John Elway's son, that was how it would look. And boom, there it is. They're ahead. Defense couldn't hold it, and now you're at the 47-yard line, and you're looking at this field goal. How could you, as a coach, with what you would say afterwards, with the momentum, the energy, the magic that your quarterback showed, why wouldn't he get a Hail Mary? And I realize it can be a crapshoot. You know you're not making this field goal. It's not coming from 65 yards. I don't care what kind of couple years Cairo Santos has had. But there's something to it. You never believe that Hail Marys mean anything. But Aaron Rodgers has this thing going where he can connect. Those are receptions. He makes those happen. Those miracles find a way. Why wouldn't you let that guy who just did that for your offense to save your sorry backside, why wouldn't you let him have that shot?
I think I was okay with the Cairo Santos attempt. And the reason I was is because when you put a kicker in a spot like that, which is a ridiculous expectation, I think that a kicker can feel free and loose in that moment. Like, he knows he's not supposed to make it. So just get up there and kick the ball as hard as you possibly can. So I guess that was my mentality on it. I wasn't enraged with Matt Nagy. I get what you're saying. I mean, either way, I feel like the chances of either were about the same in that case. So, and especially since considering the run that Cairo Santos has been on, so I have to admit, I felt good about that. Like, I thought he was going to make it, and he didn't, and it was well short. It did not hit the crossbar, as I think Steve Levy said.
Yeah, oops. But you know what? I felt, if you're looking at it, again, this is Matt Nagy not knowing the game that's in front of him. Look at your quarterback. And that's short-term and long-term. What did your quarterback just do? What did your quarterback of the future just do?
That's true.
And what is the future of your future of the quarterback? Let's find out what he can do.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there that you didn't expect. Maybe it's not just a heave it up and hope for a good bounce. Maybe he's got something else that can happen. I don't know. You don't know. I know for damn sure Matt Nagy doesn't know. Maybe Justin Fields does, and he couldn't describe it, but I wouldn't give him the chance. That's really aggravating for me. I want to see, put this kid in every situation so you know, because that's what this season has devolved to. It's put whatever he can do in whatever situation, however he can do it, you don't know until you know. So I that's what really frustrated me.
Yeah, I get that. No, I do. And he's obviously got the arm to do it and to heave it. And the season is about him. There's no doubt.
We have a 217 texter who needs you to do some. He needs to do homework, but he's blaming us for sucking. 217, hey, guys, please suck better. Why are you assuming that we know the story of Rodney Adams? Please share with the class.
Yeah, Rodney Adams, he's 27 years old. He had recently had a baby daughter. He's never caught an NFL pass in his life. He got out of the business for a while. I think he was attempting to do some stuff in the entertainment business. And it was he's also just like a really good dude for whatever it's worth. And everybody thought that he, because of the training camp that he had, that he was going to make the Bears roster, and then he got put on the practice squad. So that's it in a quick Reader's Digest form.
But in the preseason games, in the exhibition games, he was a star.
Oh, yeah. MVP. Yeah.
He was a guy, wherever he was, he was going to find something. He was going to make something happen. And who knows how that translates. But we saw the connection, as you mentioned, Jesper Horsted, and we've all seen Darnell Mooney. Those are the guys that Justin Fields throws to regularly. I want to give this a shot. 815 texter, what is the holidays schedule for the Saturday Suckage Mob?
Ooh.
Are you guys on Thanksgiving? We're not.
No, I am. I'll be doing Bears post game right here on 670 The Score. After the Bears-Lions game, I'll be on doing my thing. Yeah. You and I, though, are on when?
We are on Friday in place of Bernstein and Rahimi. So I guess you get the joyous opportunity to be the reasonable, rational, likable Layla, and I have to be the little piece of fecal matter Bernstein.
Oh, man.
But what it is, come on. He's going to take the fun out of a Bears victory. Why? All right. So anyways, that's what we will be doing Friday from 9 till noon, Black Friday from 9 till noon. We will not be on next Saturday Suckage, because the Score will be airing Ohio State, Michigan.
Thank God.
Oh, you just want to see. This has now reached stupid time with Jim Harbaugh totally unable to beat Ohio State. And you just hope it continues. So,
Have you guys seen the Twitter account that tracks how many days it's been since Ohio State beat Michigan?
No.
No,
it's
really?
It's pretty funny.
Oh,
I'll find it one second.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. We have stuff. I will tell you that at noon, Hub Arkush, the Ubermacher of Shaw Media football coverage, will be here, a Score senior knowledgeable guy. Hub will be here at noon. And 1 o'clock, we're going to go to Wrigley Field, where Chicago's Big Ten team is. That's the Cubs. I think the Cubs, they just suck. And their pitching staff looks awful so far.
Oh, my God.
I don't believe them about spending money. I think they really want to become Chicago's Big Ten team because they can't compete in the NL Central. Anyways, we're going to go to Grobber. What's he thankful for in Thanksgiving? He's at the NU-Purdue game. What's he thankful for on Thanksgiving? And we need to discuss Madden. Do you play video games?
Don't, no. I kind of, like, my video game prowess left off at. Ready for it? Atari.
Well, I have some interesting connections with all that. We'll find out what Trash Panda knows about Madden, and we will.
It's a lot. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's more than I should know.
Wow! Look who just pulled on his Justin Fields pull-ups and is getting ready to get out the controller, and he's going to play. All right, we'll see. He's Mark Grody. That other voice is Trash Panda. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To Jones with a two-handed dunk. Another slam dunk by Derrick Jones Jr. Lonzo dropping his fifth dime on the night.
Highlight courtesy of us, Chuck Swirsky, talking about Derrick Jones Jr. And the Bulls beating the Nuggets in Denver 114-108. That concluded a 3-2 road trip out west. 5 games in 8 days. The last one at altitude. The last one a victory. The last one a fourth quarter, a twin virtuoso performance. LaVine early, DeRozan late. It's just remarkable. LaVine, 12 of his 36 points in a pivotal stretch in the fourth quarter. And DeRozan, 8 straight free throws. The Bulls hit 24 of 24 from the line. And it was, that's a thing, Mark Grody. This is Saturday Suckage. We're here to marvel over what I think is a remarkable, remarkable cohesion, remarkable way this team had matured when we had no idea really how all these players were going to get along. And here they are missing their center, and they're playing small, and they are doing everything, and they're winning, and they are winning in all kinds of different ways with so many different kinds of lineups. And it's stunning the way DeRozan and LaVine have not fought over the ball, but have shared it, have shared time, have made clutch plays throughout. And it's all about winning. This is just stunning to me. I did not see this coming this way this early. Did you?
No, there were – I didn't. I thought, and I said it on air before the season started, like I was projecting this on the Bulls, that the early narrative I figured was going to be, well, these guys are going to be good, but they're just taking a while to figure out how to play together. You know, DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine, because that's what the Bulls have been for the last 10 – I mean, even going back to the Jimmy Butler – Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo thing. It's been trying to, like, we've got these players. We've got Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine. Can they play together? And I just had anticipated that's what it was going to be. Last night, like, symbolic of some of the things you were saying, there was a three straight bucket sequence for Zach LaVine in the fourth quarter, the first of which, DeMar DeRozan gets it to LaVine at the shot clock buzzer. He makes a three. after the Bulls had kept the ball alive a couple of times, just to circle some of the hustle. The next possession, LaVine makes that impossible step back two, unfortunately, and then a spin move down low. So it was like really showing off the repertoire of what Zach LaVine can do, because his superpower is being able to make baskets from anywhere on the court. And then, oh, whenever he really feels like it, he can get it down low if he wants to burst past everybody, assuming he's got the energy to do it, which he typically does. And then you had DeMar DeRozan finishing it up at the free throw line, making a couple with 11.3 left to essentially put it away, and then making the last two when it was beep-beep time to go home time for the Bulls. So those two guys working together is terrific. The defense continues to be terrific, and Alex Caruso on a couple of possessions, just like his on-ball defense, on the ball, is just it is fun to watch.
Yeah. Wow, our breaking caller sounder, Trash Panda. What do you have for us? The signal of the breaking caller sounder.
We have Toby.
Toby, good morning. How are you?
Tobes.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing well. Hey, Mark. How's things?
Oh, good. I am catching my breath finally after my dash into the studios here today. Still don't have a cup of coffee in front of me, but hopefully that will change as I continue wear down.
Ah, Chicago Bears?
Yeah, Bears.
Wear down Chicago Bears.
Oh, wear down Chicago Bears.
Wow, I see what you did there. Yeah.
And it wasn't good.
Yeah, wow. No, it was not. That's okay.
Oh, my God, this sucks!
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
So I have a question for you. You're the only audience for this.
Okay.
And by the way, I want to say, get shout out to my 206-503-360 texters. Anyway.
Wait, you have texters? A little cottage industry inside our tech zone?
Did we give him the password to the text screen? What happened
from
here?
This area. Okay. Because you're a big Family Guy fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mark? Okay. And I want to make this clear. I'm not making fun of the guy, but it cracks me up. Brad Biggs. Can you connect those dots?
No, help me out on that.
Okay.
You see Peter Griffin?
Maybe ask him someday to say cool whip.
Wait, you see, he looks like... Wait a minute.
He does the where and while.
Does he really?
I
have never noticed that.
Cracks me up, man.
Cool whip.
Wheatins.
Does he do it ironically? Does he do it as an ode to Family Guy?
I don't know. Well, okay. It's been as long as I've been listening, and that probably was 10 years ago. I don't know.
Cool whip on pie. Pie tastes better with cool whip. Say whip. I'll say cool whip. Cool whip.
I have never noticed that, and I listen to Biggs a lot.
That. He says, but just everywhere, every while.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious, man. Hey, you know.
Yeah.
Less people. I mean, maybe that's the way that you're supposed, you got to pronounce that H.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And okay. Then what's the one he does? Like, that one doesn't even have it.
Although, man. I am very discouraged that they have, Cartoon Network has taken off the Family Guy 10 o'clock block. So I don't know
really?
What happened there. Yeah, it's very disturbing. But you know what? I probably needed to get away from that. So because I've seen
probably.
Every rerun 1,000 times.
Got you.
Yeah.
So yeah, Bears, Bulls. I don't know. Good.
Okay. Oh my Bears. God! This sucks.
The worst phone call ever.
No, Toby, you are
Saturday.
Toby, you are the goods, my friend. Anytime anybody can bring up Family Guy with me, I'm totally cool with it, my brother. Have a great day.
For sure. Oh, you guys too. You have a good one.
See you, Toby.
Thank you.
Bye.
Safe, happy holiday. Okay.
Toby.
So the LaVine DeRozan thing. The fear I had was it would devolve into my turn basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got your shot? I'm going to get my shot. So meanwhile, the fourth quarter last night was one of the things that disabused me of that. How DeRozan was DeRozan hit the free throws after LaVine did everything else and hit the tough shots and was making them, and you know, playing a fourth quarter on the road with such ferocity that it was terrific to see. And I did not know this. I think Casey Johnson tweeted this out. Fourth quarter scoring leaders in the NBA this year: DeMar DeRozan, 118 points. Zach LaVine, 101 points. There's your leader, and there's number two. DeRozan, 118 points. LaVine, 101 points, fourth quarter scoring. And a quote, when asked about their fourth quarter performances, they're coming up big, and LaVine said, "Obviously, if the ball is in me and DeMar's hands, we're going to make the right play, I think, pretty much every time." You are.
Yeah, there were so many games last year for the Bulls when it's close in the fourth quarter, and typically in an NBA game, if it's close in the fourth quarter, the team that has the bigger stars or the better closers wins. And so I always knew when the Bulls were going to lose last year because the Bulls had one guy, and that was Zach LaVine and kind of Vucevic once they got him. This year, it's not like that. Like, I know when it's close in the fourth quarter, the Bulls have a really damn good chance of winning the game. Like, it is predictable that the Bulls are going to win because they've got two guys who could close it out. And Zach LaVine was the hot hand last night, save for the free throws by DeRozan. And I knew they were going to win that game last night.
Well, they did, and they finished off a road trip. They finished off a road trip 3-2. They won at altitude. Come home to face the evil, dreaded Knicks.
Yes.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we need to discuss that Lamar Jackson guy. So let's take time to see if whatever you think the Bears are going to do to defend him compared to what the Dolphins did, could they really do that? Could they not? Let's have a little go at that before we talk to Hub at the top of the hour. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mark Grody, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You put Cool Whip on pie. Pie tastes better with Cool Whip. Say whip. Whip. Now say Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
You know, I think that you got to be tight in coverage. I think that a lot of people can try to send a blitz to him and limit his mobility from the waist down. But like I say, man, he's progressed as a quarterback. He can make those throws. He's dropping his deep balls, man, is looking better than ever. He's dropping them right in the dime, and he's got guys that's able to go out there and get it. So obviously, you got to be able to be tight on coverage. You know, you can't just say, "I'm going to send a house, man," and make him beat us with his arm, because, you know, he's at that phase in his career right now where he's making those throws that he can beat you with his arm. So obviously, it's rush and cover go together. Everybody's got to do their job, man. We don't need Superman out there, man. We need everybody playing their role, being who they are in this defense, and I think we have success.
Sean Gibson of the Bears talking about Lamar Jackson, tomorrow's starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. And it doesn't matter whether you need Superman or not. You're not going to have him. Khalil Mack ain't playing, not the rest of the year. He's going to have surgery. He's out. Akeem Hicks. This is going to be a trouble. Although Eddie Goldman didn't suck last week, they stopped the run. They stopped Najee Harris pretty good, and it was pretty impressive. I did not expect them to play that well against the run because they just haven't. So what the Dolphins did to Lamar Jackson was they blitzed him more than half the time. Get rid of the ball, keep him in the pocket, do all that stuff, basically turn him into Mitch Trubisky. And he was a mess, and the Dolphins beat the Ravens. So the difference is John Harbaugh is not Matt Nagy. Lamar Jackson's not Mitch Trubisky. They're smart enough, good enough to rebound. What do you expect the Bears to do? What parts of that, Mark Grody, will they take from what the Dolphins did? And even if they wanted to, are the Bears equipped to run that kind of defense at Lamar Jackson?
No, I don't think so. I think the only guy that I'm truly comfortable in coverage is Jalen Johnson. I am not, you know, Kendall Vildor has been fine this year, but not when you go zero blitz like that. And the guy that we just heard from, Tershawn Gibson, one of the Bears safeties, and that's what Miami did. They were bringing their safeties on blitz, I think, 28 to 30 times in that game. And I had some time with Tashawn Gibson. We had a little Zoom conversation the other day, he and I did. And I said, would you, and before I could even get the question out of my mouth, he said, I would love it if Coach Desai would let me blitz that much. So
before you could ask the question.
Basically,
fully.
Yeah, basically. And that interview will air on our brother station, WBBM, tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour. But yeah, of course, like, he was licking his chops watching the Miami tape. And, you know, if you're a safety, if you're a linebacker, you want to blitz. You want in on the fun, man. It's not just for the defensive ends and outside linebackers and D-linemen. I mean, these guys, they want in. They want in on the fun, too. For several reasons. John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson will have adjusted to it. As Sean Desai said correctly, that is a way to beat the Dolphins, but they have also lost a couple of other games this year because they've lost three, and they lost those games in other ways. So I think it would be naive of the Bears to think that they could follow that template, that blueprint again. And I just don't think that they are equipped to, especially with Khalil Mack being officially out and Akeem Hicks and just not being completely comfortable with the coverage. And Eddie Jackson, for that matter. Eddie Jackson is questionable and has been banged up. So how healthy is he? So, no, I think that you have to come up with an all-new game plan. And, yeah, one of the other things that Miami did well was disguising coverages. Sean Desai has been pretty good at that as well. So I think more of that than actually bringing the house and leaving guys all alone. Ready for this? L.A. Mike Richardson back in the day with the 85 Bears when it was always all-out blitzes.
And do you know what the L.A. stood for?
Yes.
We could share with the class because Mike Richardson didn't know what the L.A. stood for. He thought it stood for something different. But Buddy Ryan and the likes of Mongo McMichael and Dan Hampton and Richard Dent, they knew what it really stood for.
Yeah.
So you want to share with the class so we don't totally suck the way the one caller, the one texter called us out for
it? I heard it as lazy ass.
Yes. And he thought it was Los Angeles, Mike Richardson.
Right. So
Buddy Ryan called him L.A. for lazy
ass. That was Buddy Ryan, yep.
And Mike Richardson said, hey, yeah, I got some swagger now. I'm Los Angeles Mike Richardson. No, you're not.
I thought he was good. Look, because of how good and ferocious everybody else was, except for some of the secondary, he was just fine. He fit in just fine with the Bears.
Only had to cover for like 2.5 seconds.
Right, exactly. You best be good out there.
Don't get beat for 3 seconds and we'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. Ditka used to say that. You see guys running open in the secondary, but it didn't matter because the quarterback was being stretchered off the field.
Right.
That's what happened.
Speaking of which, we should definitely ask Les about Charles Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get Les on at 1. Well, what he's thankful for, he's thankful Charles Martin's not in the league, I guess. We will take a break. We'll talk to Hub Arkish, the Ubermacher of Shaw football media coverage, and we'll ask, what's real with Justin Fields? What does he believe is real with Justin Fields, and what still need to be done? He's Mark Grody. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to, a public service we selflessly provide. Thank you for listening. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.